Well, good start. Bunch of good kids that are trying their guts out, so we'll see how this thing unfolds tomorrow. They're a little tired right now, I think.
You haven't been in the sun in a while, by the way.
No kidding, right? Feels good.
What'd you like from these guys? I mean, obviously, the effort, I'm sure, is good. Did you see anybody that kind of jumped out at you that among the tryout players?
Probably too soon. You know, there's been a lot of good stuff. I think the thing that's impressive is the way these kids came in last night, you know, very on point, everybody on time. Today, really, I think the level of this tryout camp is considerably higher than even last year. Now, does that mean more come out of it? No, not necessarily, but, you know, it's a pretty steep pyramid to get a contract. But that part's going well. I think our draft picks and our free agents that are under contract, it's good work out there and good meeting time. You know, there's nothing else. It's solely what the staff's focused on, and it's good.
It's only been a day, but when you see Mike Glennon and what he's able to retain and then go out and watch him throw and execute, what were your impressions of that?
You know, like you said, it's been a day. He did a nice job. You know, I think the stuff that doesn't take any retention is just, you know, throwing one-on-ones, throwing routes on air. I think both of those guys did a good job. You know, Mike and Robert threw the ball well.
Some of the picks we talked to, you know, asked them what they learned today, and it seemed like their head was spinning. They said a lot. Could you tell that it was kind of overwhelming at times for some of the guys as they're trying to soak in all this information?
A little bit. You know, I think there's a lot of different things. Right? A lot of these kids come down from the north, so it's 80 degrees. They've got all this new football to learn. They're trying to impress. There's some anxiety that goes along, you know, with going through that, no matter how talented they are. So, but that's part of the plan. Right? We want to see what they can handle. There's not that much that went in. I mean, I hate to break their spirit, but, you know. But, yeah, it's good, though. It's a good group of kids. They're young men. They're really supporting each other and practicing with some. You know, it's hard when you bring all these guys in from different places, but they're actually practicing together like a little unit, which is good.
Tell us about this, I guess, this visit you're going to have with Belichick and the Patriots next week. You're going to go out there with some of your guys and talk some off-the-field coaching issues, I guess. What's that about? What are you trying to get from that?
Oh, just, you know, I'm actually not going.
You're not going?
No, I'm not going.
Who's going from
our staff, just guys that are going to, you know, just work over some things. We're going to probably practice together again this training camp, kind of go over the things we did and what we liked, what we didn't like, and that's all. It's nothing major.
Greg, when you recruited Mike out of high school and now you see him this time later and you draft him, obviously there are things you liked about him then, there are things you like about him now. What are those similarities and what are those differences maybe that he's obviously improved upon?
Well, we were in a situation where we had a year and then we had to have a quarterback, right? So we went kind of on that, you know, every 4 years you got to go on that pilgrimage to find the next guy. And he was really the guy that we thought was the top of the East Coast. And because he had arm strength, because he was an intelligent guy, and that hasn't changed. You know, he hit a growth spurt in college. I mean, he wasn't that tall in high school, considerably taller. But very much the same guy, kind of even keel, which is something that that we like then and we like now. So,
Greg, when you look at Banks, I know that obviously you love the football aspect of it, but off the field he's interesting too, and you know, he's got his family, his maturity, and just what about those aspects attracted you to him? And I know you know his coach as well. I mean, you had some information about mm-hmm. the guy. Tell me about that part of him and his makeup that way.
Well, I think his maturity is probably a little more advanced than a lot of guys his age. Like you said, he has a family, his own family. He's played a ton of football there, so football-wise, he's mature as well. And Dan Mullen is a friend, and you know, Dan expressed to me how much they counted on him in their defense, on their team. And I think, you know, when you have that kind of insight, it helps, no doubt. But he's a guy, you know, that I really felt fit exactly what we're looking for from a player and from a person.
You're able to
We got three key starters out of the draft last year. Have you thought about this group and what would be a success rate once you get into the season of guys that could step on the field and have an impact for you this year?
Well, you know, I try not to think too much of that. I want to let the competition play itself out. But I think there's some guys in this draft class that can be in the starting units. It just so happened that last year we had a unique threesome that really we had needs and they had talents and maturity. So we'll have to play it out and see. I don't really have a number that I think could, but I think some of them could.
When you draft a quarterback, do you see him this year in his – what role do you envision? Could he be a guy that competes for number two? Could he be a backup if something happened to Josh? Could he compete? You want him to push Josh. What is the role for him coming in as a rookie?
Just like all the rest, I want him to come in and do the best he can. And then wherever that places him in the pecking order, so to speak, that's where he'll be. You know, you have aspirations for every player you take, whether it's free agent or draft. But the guy's got to go do it. You know, that's why I like competition, you know, across our football team, because I think it raises the overall level of the team. But everybody's different. We're going to have to wait and see how it goes.
Does he have certain aspects, being as tall as he is, that may be a negative, or athletically, his feet, or what are some of those things that you'd like to see him?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's like 6'5", and he's that much taller, you know, so his feet are fine. You know, and that, you know, we watched plenty of tape and moves in the pocket well and all those things. So I'm not concerned about it.
The guys that have come out of college, it used to be 3, 4, 5 years waiting period before they develop. Is the learning curve shortened? Or have guys in college more prepared to get into the NFL now over these last couple of years?
I think technology has allowed that. You know, I think I've said that before in here. When I was a younger college assistant coach, if you could get some pro tape, you know, it was everything. You were it, and you'd watch it and study it and break it down. And nowadays with technology, I think it's like $129.99, and you can get coaches tape of every team in the league, you know. So I think that helps the coaches be better, which in turn helps the players be more advanced. I think it trickles all the way down through high school all the way. These kids are getting more coaching. They're getting more physical preparation, you know, with all these trainers and everything that's out there nowadays. It's just different than it was 10, 15 years ago.
A couple more, please. Greg, Mike James is not a kid that rushed for 1,350 yards last season. Yet, is he one of these guys?
Why'd you pick that number out of the blue? I don't know. 1,350, yeah.
Greg, is he one of those guys, and I know you've been around a lot of them, where you just look at him and say, he's a football player. This kid's a football player.
We felt that. You know, as an organization, we felt it and we feel it after having him for a day. You know, not only is he a good running back, but he's really good on special teams. We saw that in his time at University of Miami, both in his earlier years and then even as a senior he did, even though he was their lead ball carrier. You know, I think that he's going to be a real good addition to our football team. Again, you know, to Rick's question, how fast does that happen? You know, we got to let that play out. But I think he's got all the tools to do that. And he's another guy that I think, maturity-wise and his kind of unselfishness, is something that's real important to us.
Rick, how's the uncertainty with Revis, Wright, Barber, and the secondary? How does that affect Banks and what you think he could do in his rookie year?
Oh, I don't think it affects him at all. I mean, we're going to prepare him like we do everybody to be the guy, and then let competition go and play its way out, and then wherever he falls, he falls. And, you know, that's why training camp is so good, and preseason games for these young kids is really good. You know, you get to see them practice is one thing. When the lights come on, how do they respond? And I'm looking forward to that, you know, but one step at a time. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.